Assembly Speaker John Guard says expanding the voucher program will make Milwaukee an example for the nation in how to run an effective school choice program that gives more students access to private schools and offers them a better chance at success.
Because it's going to grow to a size that guarantees stability for years to come. It also has the accountability, credibility, and testing provisions that will give people in other legislatures, in other cities, and in other states faith that we are doing the right thing.
But some Democratic legislators from Milwaukee say there hasn't been enough testing of students in the voucher schools to prove they're really helping students. Opponents of the plan also call it an unfunded mandate. State Representative Fred Kessler says providing vouchers for more than 7,000 more students will boost property taxes in his district by an average of $400 a year.
Because those students are not counted in the state aid formula, and Milwaukee's public school system has to pay back money to the private system, Milwaukee property taxpayers are the people who are bearing the brunt, in my opinion, on a bad deal.
Opponents also complain that the deal Governor Doyle cut with Republicans doesn't guarantee funding for smaller class sizes through the SAGE program in public schools until the next budget. Democrats in the Senate introduced more than 100 amendments to the plan in a failed effort to add more accountability and guarantee funding from the state. Governor Doyle has promised, if he's reelected, to fill the funding gap in the next budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.